Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome, guys, to another episode of Cruise Control. You're with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
Hey, people. How y'all doing today? It's another good night for the show. We're here. We're excited. We're ready to talk about some interesting stuff with you guys. So, Jay, let people know what we got for them today.
All right. So, the topics we're going to be talking about today is movie news with Daniel Craig. He's tired of playing James Bond. And some more Marvel movies coming out. We're going to be talking about a cheater exposed on Facebook after a viral pic. And we're going to be talking about the Matt Barnes and Derek Fisher beef going on. So we'll get a little started with that. So let's start with the movie news. Daniel Craig is tired of playing James Bond. What's going on with that, Chris?
So apparently, you know, Daniel Craig has played the title character 007 in James Bond. He's played him for 4 films now. Now, he's already so tired of the character that he says this is going to be, the one that's coming out is going to be his last one for a while. He says he doesn't want to worry about playing James Bond for another couple years, that this might be his last James Bond film. But he says he's at the point where he's like kind of tired of the character, that if he does do another film, it would only be for the money. That if he does do another James Bond film, it won't be for the script, for the movie. It'll just be for the money if he needs it. Because at this point, he is tired of playing James Bond. So, Jay, what do you think about?
I don't blame him. After playing the same character for a number of movies and a number of years, you know, most actors want to try something different. They want to get out of their comfort zone. It gets a little boring and repetitive, you know, doing the same thing over and over. You know, in my mind, I've never acted before, but in my mind, you know, being an actor, you like to have the one of the most fun parts about it is being able to play different people, different characters, and, you know, get to experience new things as you experience it with the characters. Now, he's played the same type of character, the same character over and over in every movie, because you guys have to agree with me. James Bond's movies pretty much never change. He's an expert CIA agent or whatever that kills everybody and always gets the girl. It's pretty much the same thing in every movie, just an action-packed movie with the same character, just different bad guys. So, I mean, I can see why he would be tired of it. But he does make really good money from those films, so I can understand why he would say that if he decides to do another one, it'd be for the money. Because a lot of actors, they need money in order to do the films that they actually want to do. So the big budget, you know, films that they do helps them, you know, have some money in the bank so they can do the low budget films or the other films that won't pay them as much that they want to do more than the films, than the big budget films that they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I can see how he could be tired with this role already after 4 films. Like, okay, I'm ready to move on and do something else. I actually had an interesting quote in Time Out magazine that did an interview with him. He goes on, he says, "Now I'd rather break this glass and slash my wrist." He's like, and he's pertaining to doing another film. He's like, "I'm over it at the moment. We're done. All I want to do is move on." So what he's saying, he pretty much said he'd rather slash his wrist than do another James Bond film. That's how over this he already is. And he's ready to move on after this 4th one. And he's like, "Look, I'm not looking back anymore. Like, we're not in talk to do another one." And he'd rather not. But he says that, you know, like I was saying, he quoted that if he did do another one, it would only be for the money. I mean, it makes sense to me. I mean, most people would be like, "Oh, what are you talking about? You get to be an action hero in a movie, make a lot of money doing it. It can't be that difficult." I would have to disagree. I mean, we don't know. Most people don't really know what goes on behind the scenes when they're making these films. You have to do the same scenes over and over again, play the same character over and over again. and it's very monotonous. They don't like to do it all the time.
For a long amount of hours as well. Like, some people don't understand that these actors sometimes work like 16-hour days doing the same scene over and over and over until the director finally says, okay, I like that cut. I mean, so acting is a lot harder than what most people think. And for someone to replay the same character for a number of years, I always, you know, praise them because it gets a little repetitive and a little boring, you know, after a while. So to play the same character, either the character has had to change, you know, have a growth, which in most, like, big budget, like, action movies, it doesn't happen. So I commend him for playing the same character. But let me ask you this, Chris. Can you see someone else playing James Bond right now? And if you can, who would you recommend?
Yeah, man. I mean, I see that spot opening up, and I'm about to take it. I'm going to be the next James Bond. So I hope you guys are ready to see me on the big screen because it's coming
to
you.
To be honest, we've had some memorable James Bond, and a lot of good actors have played the character of James Bond. So, I mean, if I had to pick, I would probably go with Jason Statham as the next James Bond.
That would be your pick?
Probably, because they tend to go with the British action actors. So I have to say probably Jason Statham.
I would probably go with, personally, I would have to go with my buddy Chris Hemsworth.
I changed my mind, though. I thought of someone better. I thought
who?
Tom Hardy.
I can see that. I said Chris Hemsworth because I think he's, like, elegant. He'd be, like, a good action star. But I like Tom Hardy as well. I think he would be a good choice as well. I think both of those guys can play James Bond. I think Chris Hemsworth might stand out a little too much because he's gigantic. But, you know, he has that, like, that smooth action star look to him. I feel like he can play the James Bond role. But Tom Hardy, I like. He's a little bit smaller. He doesn't stand out as much, but even he's a little bit rugged looking too. Like for me, James Bond has always been cool, you know, suave. Like, you know, he's under the radar. He's like not gigantic, but he's a good looking dude that, you know, can kick butt, and he's a spy. So, you know, I don't know. I would have to. I want to know what you guys think. Who would be the best James Bond to you guys? If you have someone good, let us know, because right now, I mean, I like our picks, I do, but I think you guys might have some good picks as well.
So moving on to our next topic, guys. So a cheater gets exposed on Facebook after a viral picture makes its way around the internet. Chris, you want to elaborate on this?
Of course. So, guys, I don't know if you've heard about this story yet, but apparently a guy was caught on Facebook cheating on his girlfriend with another girl. Now, the one who posted the picture was the other girl. Apparently, they met at some form of concert where they ended up, I guess, hooking up. I don't know if it was a hookup or they just kissed. But the point is, they kissed, and then she failed to get his number. She wrote his number down incorrectly. And when she attempted to reach him, she couldn't contact him. So she posted the picture online in hopes of finding him so that they could, I guess, talk. And the girlfriend of the guy, the individual, found out. And she broke up with him in spectacular fashion where, you know, she posted it all over Facebook, all over social media. It went viral. Everyone knew about it. She broke up with him. And now, it turns out, the next point in this story is that he says that his life is ruined and that he attempts to win back his girlfriend that broke up with him.
Well, isn't that always the case? These guys make a mistake, you know, they don't think about the consequences, the girl breaks up with them, and then they want her back.
Yeah, that's how it is. But let me give some names to these people. Apparently the individual that was the cheater, his name is Maddie Stevens, and the girl that was looking for the, say, cheater is People McKinney. And then Maddie's girlfriend Emily saw the picture and dumped him. But now Maddie is trying to get back his girlfriend, and he goes on to quote in the Manchester Evening News, he says, "Not only have I disrespected Emily, but I've disrespected her and my entire family." He's like, "I'll never live this down. It was one single drunken kiss that obviously meant more to to Peepa than it did to him. That's what he was saying. That obviously meant more to her than it ever did to me. It was a mistake, and I'm sure people have done a lot worse. He goes on to add, he's like, this has ruined me, and Emily won't speak to me. But I promise I will not stop fighting for her. It may take 1 year, it may take 5 years, but I will not stop. But I won't stop. But, so apparently he was trying to say that the kiss, like, it was just one time, it was a mistake, so he's trying to get his girlfriend back. But at the end of the article, it goes on that Peepa ends up stating something online saying that pretty much that he's a liar and that it was more than one kiss and they were actually making out all night. So that he's a liar. So I don't know how this is going to turn out. I doubt that his girlfriend's going to go back out with him, but who knows? Miracles do happen. And apparently he's going to fight for his Elizabeth as long as it takes until she forgives him.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, people tend to say things that they don't mean or things that aren't true just to get what they want. Like, I'm sure him saying that the kiss meant nothing or they meant more to the girl than it did to him, that might be true. But I think he was just trying to be, like, kind of mean about it just so he can try to prove a point. But in my mind, I feel like he knows what he was doing. I don't think it was a drunken kiss. Yeah, he was probably drunk, but I think he knows what he was doing. And, yeah, it might have been a mistake, and he might want to get back with the girl, but I don't think she should. It's a coincidence and a small world, the fact that that picture made its rounds and the girlfriend ended up seeing it. It's funny how that happens, and I just find it crazy. I say hooray for Peppa because I guess she didn't know he had a girlfriend, and, you know, I'm glad that happened to the dude because, I mean, it's karma. You get what's coming to you.
Exactly. I'm sure he didn't expect when he went out that night that would happen at least. Because he does say, he quotes that he gave her the wrong number on purpose so she something like this wouldn't happen. And look at that. Because of social media, guys, she was able to track him down. His girlfriend found out. You can't do anything anymore. It's really hard to get away with it. You have to go to extreme lengths to stay on the low, and that takes a lot more effort than I'm sure a lot of us are willing to put in just to cheat. So I say stay faithful. It's a lot easier, a lot less headaches, guys. See, because if he wouldn't have kissed this girl, regardless if it was one time or if it was all night like the girl states, he wouldn't be in this problem now. So, I mean, it's his fault. But I like the part of this story that I actually like, Jay, is the fact that it went viral. And in like 24 hours, everyone knew about it. I remember when I saw it when this first picture first happened, and now it's getting more popular because girlfriend found out, and then now they're doing it in the news and everything. So social media blew this up, and now it's a huge story, or at least it's a big story for us to talk about on here.
Exactly. I mean, I think it's pretty cool, and I, you know, it just deserves. Yeah, what was coming to him, but you know, maybe you know things happen. Maybe she changes her mind and goes back with him, but he's going to have to prove to her that, I don't know, whatever their relationship is, he's going to have to prove something to her. But if it really didn't mean that much, I mean, he took a picture making out with the girl. I mean, first off, if you're going to cheat, don't leave evidence. That was just
Well, it might have been her that took the picture. It's not, they don't really clarify that.
I mean, but you're telling me that he didn't know she was taking the picture?
Well, I'm sure he figured that she would never find him, because if she did take the picture, apparently he didn't give her a correct number. She had no way of contacting him, and regardless, she found him anyway with the picture. So I guess he didn't think it through all the way. You got to delete all evidence, right, Jay? That's the only way.
That's right. If you're going to cheat, delete all evidence of you cheating. That's just, man, you dumb. I'm glad you got caught, because that was just dumb. I mean, you were like the donkey of the day or something, bro.
Okay, let's just take like 3 seconds to boo this guy, all right? You ready?
Yeah.
So,
one, two, three, boo.
Bro, and that is our boo for the day. That is our boo for the day for Matt Stevens.
That's right. He's going to have to change his face, change his name, and then try to go talk to his ex-girlfriend again, because she shouldn't take him back after that. So he needs to become a new person just to try to get at her again.
Well, who knows? Maybe miracles happen. But as of right now, with this story, they are broken up, and he's trying to get her back. offer one concert kiss, because apparently it didn't go much farther than that. So, guys, that wraps up our second story for the day. Now, we're about to head to commercial break, but don't miss us too much. We'll be right back with our third story. It's going to be an entertaining second half, so join us back on Cruise Control when we return. Enjoy the commercial break, guys.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer for Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on the sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ur at Stephen_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at Armbrister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. 5632.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, from commercial break. You're listening to Cruise Control with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, people, welcome back. See, told you guys commercial break wasn't that long, so I hope you had a good time. taking a break, but now we're back and we're ready to do the second half of our show, guys. So we're all ready, Jay. Get to it. What's the last topic for tonight?
So, guys, we're going to be talking about Derek Fisher and Matt Barnes' beef. So what happened with that, guys, was Derek Fisher and his wife are in the midst of getting a divorce. They're already separated pretty much. They have two kids together, but they're in the process of divorcing. Derek Fisher is currently with his wife, or at least separating or something. But Derek Fisher is talking to and has been going on dates and dating Matt Barnes' ex-wife. That is just not good. They were on the same team. They played 2 years on the Lakers together. And, I mean, isn't there a bro code nowadays? But, no, apparently not. Because Matt Barnes flipped out. He called home. His two sons, twins, one of them picked up, told him that Derek Fisher was there and that he was with mommy. Matt Barnes left the practice facility that he was at, drove for a couple of hours to 95 miles to get to his home to confront Derek Fisher. And apparently Derek Fisher was at his house with a couple of people were there. They were having a little barbecue or something like that. And Matt Barnes just got in Derek Fisher's face and it became heated. Derek Fisher ended up leaving. According to the text messages that were read later that day, Matt Barnes had said that he beat Derek Fisher up. We'll say that. Well, he beat Derek Fisher up. He used worse terminology than that, but we're going to keep it clean for the show. He beat Derek Fisher up, and he spit in his ex-wife's face. So, I mean, that is rude, and there was no need for that, but do you think Derek Fisher had it coming and the ex-wife?
I mean, they are separated. I don't know how long they've been separated. I don't know their current situation. I agree with you. There's something called the bro code. Well, at least, you know, you have to make sure it's cool with your bro first. But I guess they're not that great of friends, I guess, because he's just dated his ex-wife and I guess knew nothing about it, because as soon as he found out, he flipped out and went to go fight Derek Fisher. And if it's come to that, then apparently he knew nothing about it, because I'm sure if he did know about it, it wouldn't have been that serious. But I don't know.
Yeah,
I do think if he wants to get with this is just my personal opinion, guys, but I do think if he, Derek Fisher wants to date a friend, ex-wife, ex-girlfriend, and if it was a serious relationship, then, yeah, maybe you need to find out if it's okay with them. I know, and that's if you care about the other person and what they think with that, their feelings, if you want to maintain that relationship. Now, Derek Fisher, I guess, you know, didn't care at all, then I guess it's fine. I mean, apparently he doesn't value that relationship with Matt Barnes very, very highly. So, I mean, but regardless, I still feel like if he wanted to maintain that friendship, that relationship, he should have at least found out if it was cool with him first.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm all for people can do what they want to do. Everyone lives their own life. But you don't do that to a friend you just don't do that to a friend. And I don't know if him, like you said, they were close, or Derek Fisher, Matt Barnes were close, but he should have at least asked, like you said, Matt Barnes, like, listen, is it okay? I'm interested in talking to your ex-wife, but why is it okay? Now, other side to that story is Derek Fisher is still currently married as well. He filed for divorce not too long ago, and apparently the wife said it caught her by surprise because it came out of the blue. She thought everything was fine. So in my mind, I'm thinking, was Derek Fisher cheating on his wife with Matt Barnes' ex-wife?
I mean, it's only been reported that that Gloria Evans and Derek Fisher have been dating only since this past – I mean, Gloria Govan has only been dating since this past summer. So I don't know if it could have been that long. Maybe it was longer and no one knew about it, but from what they've seen, that's only when they've been spotted together recently. Maybe he was cheating on her with some other ladies. Maybe he wasn't cheating on her at all, and maybe he just wasn't in love with her anymore. And then just one day out of the blue, it's just like decided to bring it up. I don't know what happened. Nowadays, people want to jump quickly to the thought idea that he was automatically cheating on her. Maybe he was cheating on her before, or maybe he was cheating on her now, or maybe they had something and he figured now's the right time as any. But now Derek Fisher's dating Gloria Govan. He's also getting, he's trying to separate from his wife, and Matt Barnes isn't happy. So it's a huge love square. I want to say this is a love square, because we have Derek Fisher and his wife, we have Matt Barnes and his ex-wife, and then we have Derek Fisher dating Matt Barnes' ex-wife. So this is a whole worse than a love triangle, because it's square. So I don't know how this is going to play out. I assume that Derek Fisher and Gloria Govan are going to continue to see each other. So I don't know if this is going to get worse or better. I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, because Matt Barnes and Gloria have two kids together, so they're obviously going to still be in contact. If Derek Fisher wants to continue to see Gloria, I mean, it's just going to be awkward and weird between them. I don't see this getting better anytime soon. I see it blowing over probably after a year or so. But within the next couple months, I expect it to be still be very dramatic. So I'm expecting to hear some more stories out of this. Now, Derek Fisher, he was asked about this in the news or by reporters, and he says, you know, he keeps his private life private. It doesn't, you know, affect him coaching. But so far, Matt Barnes hasn't been talked to or questioned that I've seen. But I expect it to get a little bit worse before it gets better. But, Chris, explain to the people that don't know, which is a pretty common term, but explain to the people what Broco is for the people that don't know.
All right, guys. I'm sure a lot of you know what it is, but if you don't, Broco is essentially, it's not written down anywhere, but it might be, but it's the, like, just, you know, rules for how guys interact with each other and interact with other people. For example, one of the bro code, well, like we were discussing in this situation, would be not to date another bro's ex-girlfriend or ex-wife if they were in a serious relationship until you get their permission. Unless they say it's cool, and it's been a long time, because there's a certain amount of time before that can happen. So that's just one of the rules of the bro code, and it's like just a guide that bros live by to interact with each other and maintain. It's like unwritten rules that we go by, that we abide by. It's kind of like the law.
Yeah, it's unwritten rules that all bros should know.
Exactly. So, guy, if you're a bro, bros have to know this, and he just broke bro code. So, Derek Fisher, I'm sorry, I like you, but it might have been against bro code for you to go behind Matt Barnes' back. But what I really want to know about this story is what's going to happen when they play each other in the season. Because we've talked about how it's going to affect their personal lives, but we have not talked about how it's going to affect the hard court. How are they going to act when, if they manage to play each other in a game? You know, Derek Fisher is the coach now, and Matt Barnes is still playing, but, like, is Derek Fisher going to have one of his players foul Matt Barnes hard? Are they going to – is it going to be awkward when they say, like, hi to each other before a game? Is it going to – is something going to come from this is what essentially I'm trying to ask. Is I wonder if it's going to, like, be weird when they play each other, if they play each other.
Well, Matt Barnes, he's always been a physical enforcer type of player that likes to run his mouth. Derek Fisher has always been, like, the sequential pro. He's always been very professional. I don't really see him going after Matt Barnes or telling his players to follow him hard or anything like that. I think he's going to keep it professional and keep his personal life personal. I do expect it to be awkward and them not really talk to each other. However, Matt Barnes might get a little chipper and might jab or say some things towards Derek Fisher's way. I do probably see that happening. Derek Fisher could probably take so much, so I see him, you know, talking back as well. So it might get a little chipper. I see Derek Fisher, if Matt Barnes doesn't say anything, being very professional. But Matt Barnes, on the other hand, I don't really see him being professional. I do see him saying something to Derek Fisher along the sidelines while they're playing or something like that. Let Derek Fisher do something or say something he don't like. I see a brawl coming out or some words being said. So I do expect that to happen. So, I mean, I guess we can catch it next time they play. Matt Barnes plays for the Memphis Grizzlies. Derek Fisher is the coach for the New York Knicks, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, I'm going to be excited for that game just to see the drama that unfolds. So I guess we'll have to wait and see.
You know, I want to end this segment just by saying, because it's about time to wrap up our show, Jay. I just want to end this by saying, you know, regardless, you know, we get out of school with all the drama, and even when we grew up, still, like, we never actually graduated high school, because no matter what, there's always going to be drama, and there's always going to be something going on to keep us entertained. But, guys, that about wraps up our show for tonight. We hope you enjoyed it. Now, like we always say, feel free to give us your opinions on anything we talked about, and you can always follow us on Twitter, ChristianCrew66. At Jay
for Jay.
Yeah, exactly. So, guys, that wraps up for tonight. We hope you enjoyed Cruise Control tonight. We'll be back tomorrow to see you guys again. All right. Good night, guys. Thank you for joining Cruise Control. Shut up and drive.